Glory to Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, we can sense that there is something not right with the lawyer. Otherwise, there will be no discussion over or between the Lord and lawyer. The lawyer was not only arrogant and proud, but he was also deceitful. He comes to put Christ to test, and he imagined that he would trip up Christ by the answer which he gave. But Christ leads him to a very law of which the lawyer had such a great knowledge about. We can see how precisely the law commands us to love God. Words that are repeated often become a phrase. If these words carry meaningless content, then the use of such phrases is ridiculous. But if the content of the phrase is important message, then we have to be really careful, because we might not pay as much attention to it because we are used to not paying attention. Hence, even the greatest commandment can become just a phrase for someone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the greatest and first commandment. And second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We can talk about the command often, but we don't have to let it touch our lives at all. Therefore, let us try to think together about this greatest commandment, so it never becomes just another phrase for us, but a basic guide for our life. Accepting, understanding, and carrying out this commandment gives us the hope for eternal life. Also, at first glance, it seems that these are two different commands. The opposite is true. It can be said that the measure of our love for God is the measure of love for our neighbor. The relationship with the neighbor resembles a kind of a test of correctness of relationship with God. Our Savior showed us a great example in this. His love for the Father is perfect. Out of love for the Father, he fulfills his wish, the salvation of people. He takes on human flesh and performs the work of salvation, dying on a cross. And all the gospel testimonies of Christ's goodness are at the same time a manifestation of love for man as well as love for God. The greatest commandment of the gospel encourages us to follow the example of Jesus Christ. He himself invited us to it. He takes everything we do or don't do to our neighbors as we would do to him or not. And so our neighbor becomes a way for eternity for us, because through him we prove our love and devotion to God. The parable of the Samaritan gives us an example of love for our neighbor. At the same time, it is a test of purity of his love. The only question in this test is, to whom are we a neighbor to? And the correct answer based on the parable is, to whom I show mercy. But in this test, a non-verbal answer is expected. But an answer expressed by real acts of mercy towards others. When we go through our life, we find something in the actions of each person that we meet or know that could be a reason for us refusing help for them. One person might be unsympathetic towards us. Another might have insulted us. Third one might have despised us and our works during our time of misery. That is why if I love my neighbors out of love for God, it is always also an act of mercy and compassion. We then follow the actions of our Heavenly Father. If we act in this way, neither ingratitude from our neighbors, nor misunderstandings, nor ridicules, nor even obvious manifestations of our goodness will deter us, because we do all this for the love of God. St. Ambrose, beautiful saint, says that love for God is proven by love and mercy for your neighbor, and mercy, charity, condescension for your neighbor, and forgiveness of his shortcomings are required through humility and self-reproach. When in all grievous and unpleasant situations we place the blame on ourselves and not on others, realizing that we did not act as we should have. And for this reason, the unpleasantness and grief occurred. And if we will reason on such way, we will grieve much less and will not give in to anger, which does not work in righteousness of God. So let us not be like the lawyer who did not know who was his neighbor, even though he knew the law. He knew what he was supposed to do. Yet, still, he didn't know whom he should love and show mercy to. But let us rather be like the Samaritan from the Gospel, who without hesitation helped the one in need. Today, Christ addresses us with a challenge. Go and do the same. God's will is that we join those who took on this commandment with full seriousness. If we obey, then the words of the greatest commandment will never, ever be just phrase to us, but rather a way of life. Glory to Jesus Christ.